As we continue to celebrate the great mystery of a gift of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, which we prepared for 9 days, following the command of Jesus Christ, our Lord, and which we celebrated gloriously yesterday. Nevertheless, we continue every day until Sunday to celebrate the octave of Pentecost. It is very amusing, if not sad, that those who claim to want to restore the church and restore the liturgy and restore the faith have done away with the octave of Pentecost, which is, after Easter, the most important feast of the church and the most important octave. For years, I have been fighting and urging everyone from the Pope on down to restore the octave of Pentecost. But perhaps the Holy Spirit wishes for them not to restore it, so that instead the traditional liturgy of the church may be restored to all nations, to all priests. And so, of course, this is uppermost among our intentions of our prayers and of our masses and of our sacrifices. But on this day, we relish the great gift of the Holy Spirit. And of course, I recommend to you to read once again and to meditate upon the beautiful sequence that spells it all out in a condensed form. In addition, of course, as we have been mentioning, the church is the garden of God on earth. The mystical body of Christ is the garden. And the flowers of the garden are the saints. And every single day there are many saints that are celebrated, not just the ones in the Missal, but many others, all the saints. And there are many saints whom most people do not know, and they would be good intercessors since nobody prays to them. But nevertheless, today is one that is somewhat known, but not very well known, St. Bernardine of Siena, from that wonderful and blessed city from which also St. Catherine came. St. Bernardine is a Franciscan who was an apostle of the holy name of Jesus. And as all those who follow Jesus, he had to suffer persecution. In those days, not so much from the world. The world was supposedly Catholic, but from other priests. And that happens all the time, even today. And one of the reasons for which he was persecuted is that he preached to hundreds of thousands of people in his life. And he had a plaque that he bore with him with the initials, the monogram of Jesus. IHS, or maybe at that time still JHS. Now remember, the J is a more modern letter. It is not part of the original Roman alphabet. So we have IHS, Jesus. And, of course, he preached for the holy name of Jesus. And he is one of the patron saints of the Holy Name Society of St. Stephen and on any other Holy Name Society, wherever they may be. And so today, in a very special way, we look to St. Bernardine and we renew our devotion and our love for the name of Jesus, from whom all salvation comes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.